Terry Buell, say you love me on 98.3 The Snake. No, that was
I love you.
Aw, I love you. That's kind of sound my grandpa used to
say. I love everybody. I love you. I don't sound like your grandpa.
No, but just the way he was Welsh and I love you.
He was Welsh?
He was Welsh, yeah.
Welsh?
He was a little leprechaun man.
Who is that? Well, the Welsh singer, the famous one, Humperdinck. Engelbert Humperdinck was Welsh.
My grandma loves him.
I bet.
She would throw her granny panties at him.
Oh, there's a Welsh man. Let me get my granny panties out.
Oh, Jesus, that's wrong. Anyways, it's the work release program, if you can't tell, 5 o'clock here on 98.3 The Snake.
Happy to be in here with you today.
It's Friday.
I'm all alone on this Friday.
Hello. We're all alone.
You're all alone now, Josie Wales.
Wow. Okay, so up at 5:40, got your VIP update. Just
of
getting
course,
that out there.
Of course, on the 40,
got
to do it.
And this Saturday, lots of racing action, but some crazy drama. You know, it's always dramatic, but some really crazy drama happened last Saturday, which is impacting this Saturday. Can you break it down for us, Terry?
Well, of course, you are referring to the penalties and fines that were handed out after last Saturday's events, and it happened to be in the commercial tire superstock division, and it had to do with a rule violation of the fuel section of the rule book, and the three car of Steve Eaton's was assessed a penalty. He was put on probation and stripped of, I think, monies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the 61 car of Hannah Newhouse was found guilty of violating the rule as well. They were already on probation, so she was disqualified from the second main event and stripped of some points for that night. So it puts her, you know, back down in a real battle. She had a little bit of a cushion over Chris McKean and Casey Pearson, who is doing really well in third place in points right now.
Go Casey!
And Casey just keeps on keeping on, you know. So,
that's the deal. It ain't over for anyone.
No, because this is the run. I mean, this week, they're back at it this Saturday and another, and then the Saturday after in the big Napa 200 plus a double feature for the Superstocks, then another week on single. I mean, they're just like, they're at it right now. This is the run to the end. So what they've got to do really is, you know, both Steve Eaton's and her, they need to bounce back and just put the foot down and go racing. That's the only way to do it.
And this stuff happens, and just, you know, it's like in life. Sometimes you mess up and stuff happens, and then you just pick yourself up and
it
keep on going.
It is what it is.
And you drink a beer, but not when you're going to drive in the car.
Not when you're 15.
And not when you're 15. Oh, I'm going to be a great parent. You can check
anyway,
out.
Yeah. That was kind of the big, you know, deal of the week. But, well, you know, we're going to get past it and race again. Racing's been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. We're on a roll this year at Magic Valley. I mean, fans have been terrific. We're the best fans in the entire, you know, well, I don't know, I was going to say U.S., but that's probably not true. There's probably two other tracks that are better. But west of the Mississippi, for darn certain.
True, and I've seen it firsthand. Those
damn fine fans
are awesome.
Yeah,
And you can get some of that this Saturday. More drama. You know, if there ain't drama, it ain't worth it.
It ain't racing.
We are
as bad as, or as good as, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. The soap operas you can watch on TV in the afternoon. That's what racetracks are all about.
Those extra long stares of their faces. All right, so we're going to hear more about this Saturday over the Magic Valley Speedway, and you can find out more about those fines and the regulations and such. 98.3thesnake.com. Got some AC/DC and Cheap Trick coming your way in The Snake.
Let's put it all on the table. You like to be buttered up. Admit it. Flowers, cards, the unexpected, hey, you rock that new haircut. It makes you feel special. So Perkins has decided it's time to really butter you up with our new French brioche breads. Made with eggs and real butter and baked fresh daily, our brioche is a rich, golden compliment to you and a whole range of new meals at Perkins. Yep, our brioche will win you over in ways flattery never could. Like our new brioche French toast, stuffed with blueberry cream cheese and top.